This is St. Louis Public Radio. Once a year, St. Louis music fans gather on Cherokee Street to catch local musicians perform in bike shops, hair salons, and microbreweries. The event is called Lo-Fi Cherokee, and this year marks its fifth anniversary. This weekend, St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold followed the film crew as they hopped from venue to venue.
It's 9:30 Saturday morning, and the garage rock band Baby Baby Dance With Me is playing a bouncing set in a flower shop and plant nursery on Cherokee Street. The band's part of Lo-Fi Cherokee, a full-day event where 18 bands play short sets in local businesses. Each band is filmed and a music video produced of their performance. Filmmaker Bill Streeter launched the event 5 years ago. That first year, filming was the only priority, but it instantly drew fans.
We had no intention of making a public event. But we tried it, and people started following us around, so we were like, okay, so I guess this is an event now. So.
Adam Ballard is one of 10 attendees interspersed with Streeter's 20-person film crew.
I used to live in New York, and I don't think I've seen anything this cool.
He says the project's unlike any other.
It's like a marathon of shooting music videos.
Several bands perform after Baby Baby Dance With Me. Kids in leather jackets and parents with small children are moved to dance at the Thelonious Kryptonite show inside the local t-shirt shop, STL Style. Streeter's team navigates growing crowds at each venue. Crew members climb chairs, stand on bars, and crouch in front of speakers to get the footage they need. Veteran cameraman John Peckham says embracing the chaos can create amazing moments. Last year, there wasn't enough room for him inside one show.
So I ended up spending some time outside shooting through the cracks in the window, and each of the cracks had these like little baby rainbows, so it was like 1,000 baby rainbows with the band playing behind it.
The crew stops filming just once when they grab lunch at Fortune Teller Bar. A sign hangs on the door that reads Lo-Fi Crew Only. They dig into mac and cheese and pulled pork sandwiches over beer. Streeter takes a moment to reflect on the project's impact on the local music scene.
Well, people expect it to happen now. So, like, if I wanted to quit doing it, I don't think people would let me. I mean, I'd have to turn it over to somebody else or something. I don't know.
Lunch is short. Kansas City act Madison Ward and the Mama Bear kick off the second half of the day. The band is asked to play the event since Streeter filmed a video for them that helped launch their career. They credit Streeter's video with getting them gigs at major festivals, late-night shows like Letterman, and NPR's National Tiny Desk Concert Series. It's made them fans of Streeter and Lo-Fi Cherokee.
We love Bill, and we love what he created here, and I think it's an incredible project that deserves a lot of recognition.
By mid-afternoon, Cherokee Street is packed with people spilling out of bars and venues. The day culminates at the restaurant Bird and Barrel with a set by the band Tortuga. The drummer sits in the bed of a baby blue pickup while the rest of the band plays in front of mustard yellow picnic tables. Adam Ballard, who was at the day's first shoot, made it through the marathon. After 12 hours, his voice is scratchy, but he says watching the crew is as much fun as watching the bands.
It's been a lot of fun to see the whole process and see it almost derail at a bunch of points and get off schedule and get back on schedule.
After filming 18 bands in 18 venues, the crew's exhausted. The event's over, but there's almost no rest for Streeter. He intends to show videos for all 18 performances at Lo-Fi's premiere party on May 12th, and will release 2 videos a week online in the following months. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.